episode 85, Side Hustles for Those Short on Time.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast, where you'll learn to save money, embrace simplicity, and live a richer life. Here are your hosts, Jen and Jill.
Welcome to another episode of the Frugal Friends Podcast. My name is Jen.
This is Jill.
And today we are talking about doing side hustles when you are short on time, i.e. should you do online surveys to make money?
No. No. Quick answer. No. Episode over.
Yeah. Bye. See you next week. No, but we know that online surveys are one of the highest searched for terms on the internet. And I guess that means people are interested in making money in quick and easy ways. So these are going to be the quick and easy ways that you should really be making money. And episode 24, we talked about side hustles that are affordable and lucrative. And today's is specifically going to be on those you can do without a lot of time, especially the holidays are our mitts are upon us and you don't have a lot of time, but you may need some extra money. So this is your episode.
Yes. But first, a word from our sponsors. So this one, another real sponsor. We love these. This one's a cool one. So it's called Kids on 45th. So parents, especially, this is a sponsor you're going to want to take note of. Kids on 45th, it's an established thrift store in Seattle, but now they're online. So it makes it easier for you to dress your ever-growing children for up to 90% off retail. So when you visit kidson45th.com, you can get a box of new and nearly new kids' clothing shipped right to your door one time or seasonally. So you tell them about your kids' style, sizes, you pick the types of garments you need, and Kids on 45th stylists then handpick a variety of clothes that your kids will love. Hopefully you love them too. Kids on 45th combines all of our favorite things, choosing secondhand first, affordable prices, making life easier. We love also, this is a mama-owned company, so we hope that you'll support them by visiting kidson45th.com and trying out a box for your sweet little kiddo.
Yes. Oh, we love this company. We are so excited to have them as a sponsor. You will definitely be hearing more about them. Mm-hmm. And this episode is also brought to you by An Hour. When you finish one thing and have an hour before your next thing, do you think there's nothing to do but scroll Instagram? Not so. There are a ton of productive things that can be done in 1 hour or less. Do your dishes. Pitch that next client. Organize your underwear drawer. Stop taking your hour for granted and start valuing it as the treasure it is.
Ooh.
Real talk.
That's yeah. Perfect. I think sometimes we don't realize that we have an hour.
Your hour refuses to be taken for granted. It's done. It's done with you. And when you have a child, you value your minutes more.
So even 1 minute is fantastic.
Yes. So that's why this episode is all about side hustles for those people who have an hour or less. You don't need more than 1 hour to make money doing any of the side hustles we are talking about today. And to prove it to you, our first article is actually titled 1 hour side hustles for the time constrained.
Yes. So the first one on this list is walk dogs. Obviously, you have to like dogs to do this one. But here's the places where you can easily find clients to walk their dogs. Wag and Rover. We've got a friend, Greg, who uses Rover, walks dogs through that, does it. And Rover, there's all kinds of different pet care options. Dog walking is one of them, but also just watching a dog, which might include house sitting. So if you've got more than an hour, this is great too. But he's, because of that, been able to combine it with just working from home or Saturday activities or whatever. So exercise. So Wag or Rover. And again, we'll have this article linked in the show notes. Those are some great apps that you can download to be able to make. They pay about $12 per half hour walk and $18 per hour for walking a dog. So
yeah, definitely.
A little bit of side cash.
Yeah. The girl they mentioned in the article uses her lunch hour to do it. So get outside, escape the office, make some money. Another one is charging scooters. So if your city has Bird or Lime scooters, you can get about $5 to $20 per scooter to take them home, plug them in, and quote unquote re-nest them to set locations. So this is something you can pick them up when you've got a little free time and bring them home. You can do it while it's on your commute home, charge them overnight, and then bring them back in your morning commute. So not a lot of time investment there.
Those scooters are amazing too. The cities that we've been to that have them are so fun. And I recently heard about this, that you can charge them and make money. I think some people will bring batteries and kind of just hang out on the corner and charge them.
Like, yeah, they to send the you chargers. Yeah, Bird and Lime will send you chargers to start out with.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you're just driving around, that's worth it to think about doing.
This is especially good if you have like a truck or a minivan or an SUV. Yeah. You can get a lot more scooters.
That's a whole lot more money than I even thought. $5 to $20 per scooter. That's really great. Manage social media. So there are tons of people out there looking for virtual assistants, people who will post to their Instagram, to their Facebook, to just to keep up their company brand and image, particularly for companies that don't have a lot of, if I could say it this way, millennials, who this is like second nature of posting to social media, that there is money in this. So, you know, looking online for virtual assistant positions or social media, posting to those platforms.
And I'll say that you don't even have to be good with social media, because you can find VA positions just to sift through people's emails. Like the pastor at our church got a VA so that he could have somebody not within the church sift through emails that he should be answering or don't need to be answering. So the person can be impartial. And there are plenty of ways to find VA positions, but Belay and Worldwide 101, they can find them for you. This next one I had no idea was a side hustle, but it's so smart. It's drive kids home from school.
When I read this, I was like, oh, I hope this is legit.
I know, but there are a few different websites. So RideZoom, Kango, and HopSkip Drive. And all of this, I forgot to mention, is on sidehustle.com. So Side Hustle without the T. This is a fantastic website for side hustlers. They have a great quiz that's at the menu bar of their website where you can explore your personality and what you're interested in and the side hustles that align with it. So definitely visit sidehustle.com. No tea. But yeah, they found these companies that you can sign up for, and moms or dads can pay you $20 to $35 per hour to be picking up kids from school. You have to cover your own gas and insurance and auto, whatever. But if you're in the right neighborhood and have time during that hour, that's awesome.
Yeah. And then teaching music. So if you happen to have a musical talent, oboe, clarinet, violin, piano, guitar,
tuba,
you name it, you can sign up with these different online platforms. There's one called Take Lessons. Another one is called Lesson Face. So both sites allow you to set your own rates, and then you take a portion. Obviously, you pay them a portion for hosting and connecting you with students, but it's a great way to be able to make some money online teaching music if that's a skill of yours.
Yeah, and I think the value of these websites is that you can make money in less than an hour and you don't have to spend a lot of time looking for clients. Mm-hmm. They are coming to you. And yes, you're paying a price to do that, but it's worth it if you don't have a lot of time. So I love that there's so many websites that offer so many things for people to take lessons and also to offer their experience. I love the internet. And then the last one on this list is to tutor. So I'm sure a lot of people have heard of VIP Kid, but there are other websites too. So Wiseant with a Y, Varsity Tutors, or Chelsea International Education are other places that will, you can earn $15 to $50 per hour tutoring students.
That's great.
So it says that Chelsea International pays the best, but it has the most stringent requirements too. So usually favors working teachers who have been life screened and thoroughly background checked. I don't know what life screened is. Yeah,
that sounds intense.
Right? But if you are a teacher and you want to make a little extra money, then or have a teaching background, then tutoring is definitely something you can do. You don't have to just teach English at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, I've heard great things about VIP Kid. It is an actual company that pays real money. I've got friends who work for them and they really like it. But that is specifically teaching English, whereas these other ones open the door for more of teaching anything and everything. Like this article says, anything from algebra to Spanish. If you've got knowledge or skill in a certain area, this could be the one for you.
Yeah. So definitely we'll have the link to this on our show notes, but sidehustle.com, really thorough reviews of a bunch of side hustles, over 300.
So great.
Yeah. Our next article is for people with essentially no time. So you don't even have an hour to go pick up scooters and bring them home.
Yeah.
You got nothing. So we found this article from vitaldollar.com, 20 things you can rent out for extra money. So these are things you already got, you're not using because you're doing different things. You can rent them out and make some money off of it almost passively. What did you like on this list, Jill? Because there's 20 of them.
Oh, gosh. Well, there's so many. The one that stood out to me at first was just office space. If you've got space in your home or other building on your property that could be used as an office or a meeting room or a remote work type place, rent it out. So there's different ways that you can do this. There's a website called Liquid Space, another one called Desk Time, another one called Share Desk, all of which would connect you with people who are looking for spaces to rent, to work out of, or host a meeting. I mean, it's what Eric and I are doing literally right now. We've rented a building, but specifically for office space. So it's not to live in. We're not trying to run crazy businesses out of here. We're not setting up a shop, but we needed a place to work from. And there's a lot of people, I think, as remote work is growing more and more, people are realizing, I don't just want to be stuck in my home all day, or I don't have a great spot in my home. I've got kids or I've got other things happening at my house. I need to be able to get out, be in a different space, maybe even connect with other people. So having some space, if you can get creative, I love this idea that people are looking for office space. What about you?
I liked renting out your house or space for events. So I think we take for granted that Airbnb or VRBO is the only way you can make use of extra space in your house. And it is a great way. We talked about it in our house hacking episode. But you can also rent out like rooms or living room or something for filming, photo shoots, parties, and other types of events. And it doesn't mean you have to have like a meticulously kept home. Some people are just looking for, they're out of town, they're staying with their family or something, and maybe they need a cheap space to just escape. So different places you can list your house or property is Locations Hub. set scouter that's specifically for like productions, like music videos and commercials and stuff. Gigster, another one for filming or to host a party. Peerspace, this one's more wider variety. Splicer, that's an interesting name. And then This Open Space. So if you've got a good looking space at your home, but you don't want people staying there overnight, list it for some filming or something.
Yeah.
It's not just like LA type filming, like commercials, B-roll, all types of things need to be filmed. So don't think just because you don't live in LA or New York, nobody's going to want to film in your space.
Mm-hmm. Again, more space options, but it's more creative than just renting a room for someone to sleep in if you don't even have that storage space. So think attic space, think extra garage space, think if you've got barn or even a little bit of land. There are people who are looking to store RVs, trailers, cars, boats, even if they can just put it on your lawn outside. Sometimes people don't have the space for that. I mean, at least up in PA, you'll see through the winter people storing their boats at boat sales facilities or storage facilities outside with a tarp on them. But you could undercut those costs for people by charging a little bit less and just letting them park their boat or RV behind your house for a monthly cost. There are some websites, again, that will connect you with people who are looking for spaces like this if you have this kind of space. So Stowit, they specialize in vehicle storage. So if you do have a space like a garage, barn, land for cars, trailers, RVs, Stowit would be your platform. There's Store at My House. So it's like the Airbnb of self-storage. So maybe people more so with their boxes of knickknacks. And then Neighbor is another website where it's more just kind of like peer-to-peer storage rentals.
Yeah. And like Jill said, like sometimes this is just like winter storage or summer storage. It's not like you're going to be hosting these people's stuff for the rest of your life. And then they're going to forget about it. And you're going to be like, how do I get this off my property? Like, this is monthly and it's usually for a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Another one I really love is parking space. So if you live near a sporting arena of the sports, if you live somewhere where they do the sports nearby,
sports,
or somewhere where there are events that people want to park at for money, you can sell parking space. Or maybe it's not even like sports or events. Maybe it's just, again, somebody needs to park their car for the winter. This is great. So ParkX is a U.S. company. So our Spot and SpotPog. We went to Washington, D.C., and you guys drove down. And we were wondering where you were going to park your car because everything nearby was permit parking. And we just needed that for a week. Mm-hmm. So that's like another reason people would need that. UK listeners can use Just Park or Your Parking Space. So I love this idea. The Super Bowl is coming to our city next year or in 2 years. And I am thinking about renting out our whole house, but maybe even some parking in the backyard. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. So this next one I'm super interested in. Eric and I thought about this when we lived in our motorhome and we drove it around a bit more, but advertising space on your car. So this is a real thing. I am curious how many people actually are able to take advantage of it, but essentially you're renting out your car like a billboard. You're still driving it, but sites like Carvertise, Rapify, and Free Car Media would put advertisements on your car, either a full wrap or maybe a sticker of some sort, and you get paid monthly just for driving around? I mean, I would assume it's all the places that you would normally go. I don't know what what kinds of specifics would come with that if they want to know that you're driving a certain amount of miles so that it's getting in front of people. But it looks like they're paying between $100 to $400 a month, depending on what type of wrap they put on your car. So if you don't really care what the outside of your vehicle looks like, or the outside of your vehicle does not look good and you might need an upgrade with a wrap,
Then
consider this and also report back, because I'm so interested.
Yes, I know. I think Joel Larsgaard, our very first guest on the show way back in, I don't even know what episode, I think he tried it. So he'll probably, he might have something on their How to Money podcast about it.
Okay.
Another one I found really interesting and useful is photography gear. So sometimes if you're not a professional photographer, you might want to take some photos on vacation, but maybe you don't want to take all your equipment with you. Or maybe you are a professional and you just don't want to take your equipment with you somewhere. You can rent photography gear from a local. And so if you are a photographer and you have gear you're not using, you can make some money off of that. So sites like ShareGrid and KitSplit. Those are two sites where you can post photography gear to, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe rent to, so maybe for frugal Christmas photos, you don't want to hire a photographer, so you just get a friend to, you rent a photography device, a camera, and take a picture with a nice camera. And that's how you do it.
That's amazing. This web, I am also interested in this even for my own use. Like there's some of these frugal ideas that would be good even in the vice versa. Like you can rent your clothes through a website called StyleLend or Rent My Wardrobe. This would most likely be for people who have nice wardrobes, but you can rent out your clothes, which makes me think, rent the runway, honestly, for me, it's too expensive. Yeah. I can go to Ross and get a cheaper dress that now I own and I can wear all the time. I get it that for if you're going to a really high-end event that you would try to spend a ton of money, but that's just not my style. I'm not going to those events. No one invites me. Because I go to the Dave Ramsey event and I eat all their snacks for my dinner. Anyhow.
But yeah, I'm sure what this would be a similar style. Like somebody on here would be having nice clothes, but not as expensive as Rent the Runway.
Right. And lastly, this one's sad to me, but I feel like it's worth stating so that we can even offer other options.
Yeah.
Number 20 is friendship. You can literally rent your friendship at rentafriend.com. It allows you to create a profile so people can hire you to be a friend. It is legal. It's strictly friends, platonic type interaction. Some people are claiming that they're making $2,000 a week if they're doing it full time. Honest to goodness, though, that's so sad to me. And be our frugal friend.
I did some research into this to check the validity. And I heard, obviously, there's a lot of horror stories. Just not horror, like dangerous, but just you spend time with people that can't make their own friends and you quickly understand why they're paying for friendship. But you also get people that are just new to the area and there aren't like friendship apps like there are dating apps. And if you're not interested in dating, maybe you don't want to be on one of those apps.
But the paying part is what's weird to me. Like just go on Facebook free events and go meet people to pay.
But if you're an introvert, it's hard. Oh, that sounds horrible to me.
Yeah.
I would much rather pay for a guide around the city. That's what a lot of people use Rent-A-Friend for.
Yeah.
Is they will just a person to bring them to the really sweet spots in the new city.
Sure.
And they're
okay.
not.
Yeah. I could
they're
see
not,
that.
They don't need friend. They don't need to pay for friendship,
okay,
but they want a one-on-one guide.
Or
they want to do something, but none of their friends want to do it. So, they go with somebody.
Yeah. So it'd almost be like what you would hope you get out of an Airbnb interaction, mm-hmm. if that's what you're looking for. But if you're not paying for an Airbnb, but you still want a local guide. Sure. I'm not advocating for this one. I'm just saying that it's on this list.
Yeah. Try it out. I can't verify that you could make that much money, like $2,000 in a week.
I mean, and they're saying if you're doing it full time, and what's the chances of you finding this full time?
Right. Also, this isn't as passive as the other things because you're actually renting yourself.
Right.
So you might. Unless it's like somebody wants to go Christmas shopping with you and then you're already doing your Christmas shopping. So I don't know. You can make it work, but it is still, you run a greater risk renting yourself out than you do a room in your house.
Do you know what's not a risk?
Oh, I never feel risky when I do this.
The bill of the week.
Minute of your entire week. Maybe a baby was born and his name is William. Maybe you paid off your mortgage. Maybe your car died and you're happy to not have to pay that bill anymore. Duck bills, buffalo bills, Bill Clinton. This is the bill of the week.
Hey, Jen and Jill, this is Jenica, and my bill of the week is that my position was cut at a local school where I was teaching, but they continued to pay me for a few extra months as kind of a severance package. And with that money, I was able to pay off my car.
Wow. Way to make lemonade out of a lemon, Jenica.
Seriously.
I know what it's like to be laid off. It's not fun at all. Yeah. So you've got a great spirit about it.
And good for you for using your severance package that way. I mean, I don't know the full story, obviously, but it sounds like you were prepared enough to not have to put that package towards bills, as in just your monthly living expenses, but to actually move forward with some financial goals, which is so great in a tough time to be able to do that. Thanks for sharing that.
Yes. And I love that your name is kind of like my name, but also the name that I most frequently get mixed up for, which is Jessica. So you're basically everything my name wants to be. So thank you, Jenica. If you have a bill of the week you want to share with us, please visit frugalfriendspodcast.com/bill. And leave us your favorite bill, and we will listen to it, and we will comment on it and tell you how much we love your names. Because most of the time, that's the first thing we comment on.
That is interesting. Anyhow, and now for the lightning round.
Oh, I knew you were going to do something different. Oh, I felt it in my bones. Felt it. In the bones. It's like, she's gonna throw me for a loop.
That's so, it was a last minute decision.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Everybody like grabbed their knobs on their volume, like ready to turn it down.
And now they still have it turned down because you were so quiet. Yeah.
Sometimes lightning hits you like a soft feather in the wind.
Never does that, but sometimes the sound is quiet.
Sometimes you only see it
in the field.
You don't hear it.
Yes.
It's just a little flash that you almost miss.
But just like this segment, it's a flash, and then we're in, we're out, and we'll leave you with some good tips.
Yes. And
today's lightning round is our personal favorite quick and easy side hustles. So we haven't tried most of the ones we just named off. We like them. They sound good, but we can't personally vouch for them. So these are the ones we can personally vouch for.
Yes. So one that I like is labor. So of course, this would depend on how much time you have to determine what type of labor you can do. So obviously, painting someone's whole house is going to take a lot more than an hour. But looking for the types of labor jobs that you could do that would be short, like possibly painting a piece of furniture. I mean, maybe if you can spread out your hours, right? If you've got 1 hour every day for a week, then yeah, certainly you could do some painting for somebody or redo a piece of furniture or even watch someone's kid real quick. While they have to run out to the store, make a little bit of cash. You could, this is where you can get so creative with the type of labor. Make food for people. You know, okay, I've got lunches pretty much pre-made and try and sell it. Obviously, that'd have to be amongst friends because otherwise you need like an industrial kitchen, but.
Well, there are websites too where you can cook for people mm-hmm. or assemble meals for people. You can find all of those on sidehustle.com where we were earlier in the show. And there's websites for labor too. You can go on TaskRabbit mm-hmm. and find like hour-long tasks mm-hmm. to do. Here's a website for everything, y'all. Yep. The internet is a blessing and a curse.
That's
true. Mostly a blessing.
It all has some ups and downs.
Yeah.
What about you?
Airbnb is definitely my top.
Yes.
It has been the most lucrative for us with the least amount of energy. Mm-hmm. So really, I threw it up there and priced it low. Well, actually, I priced it low for like the first three stays. Airbnb will encourage you to do that and do it automatically for you if you want. But it was right before Christmas. So we just started at a busy time where everybody's looking for stays. We didn't really have to push it out there.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of snowballed from there. And we are not doing it much anymore. But really all it included was when somebody left, I'd clean the bathroom. I would clean the sheets, switch them out. And that was it. And I have to clean the rest of my house anyway. Mm-hmm. So it just motivated me to keep my house clean.
I just helped you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. Another one that I've done is plants. So again, this can vary in degree of amount of time that you put into it and how many you sell. But if you've got a little bit of property, certainly, especially in the summertime, you can grow little seedlings, sell the tiny little plants. Or if you've only got houseplants, make some clippings off of growth, root them just by putting it in a little bit of water, waiting for some roots to start, shove it in some soil, put it in mugs, terracotta pots, whatever you find from the thrift store, and sell them either at the end of your driveway, just alongside the road, or online through Facebook Marketplace or OfferUp or any of these places. People are constantly looking for house plants. You can sell them at decent prices, and certainly quantity will bring you more money, but it's not a super time consuming thing. It's like a minute here and there until you get the final product that you can sell.
Mm-hmm. Another one of my favorite ones while we were paying off debt was online data entry, and different from online surveys, in that I got a subscription to FlexJobs, which is a job board, but it is a paid job board. And it was worth every penny. If you've heard of it and you're on the fence, I definitely recommend it. Mm. And then that's where I found data entry jobs that were legit.
Nice.
So Lionbridge was one that I worked with. Appen, they work with the AI. So you can like speak into the computer and record yourself, and it helps AI decipher, you know, what humans sound like. So that's kind of fun. But yeah, they don't take much time, and they are truly flexible. So I did it an hour before I went to work in the mornings, made a little more than minimum wage, and maybe did it an hour when I got home at night.
Yeah.
And that was it. So
wow.
Yeah, really good for me at that time. Super mind numbing.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be intellectually stimulated by this job.
Yeah.
But it does pay real money.
That's great. Yeah, especially if you've got a little bit of time to kill and you've got a computer, it could be a really great thing. Mm-hmm. So those are our tips.
Yeah, you don't need to do a lot of different jobs to make some money this holiday. And you don't need to do a lot of work marketing yourself, because there are all of these websites that will market for you. And you'll just pay them a little extra to do that. And then once you're comfortable and you've built up your own clientele, go out on your own.
Yep.
And make that, you know, 20% that you're kicking back to the website, you can make it yourself. So, but don't be afraid of starting with one of these websites.
I think that's the biggest thing about this topic of side hustles is, yeah, I've heard of that, but how do I do it? And so this offers you all of the websites where they might take a cut, but you don't have to find it all yourself, because usually that's where it falls flat of, I know that I could get paid to do such and such, but where do I go? How do I find it? And this kind of provides it all for you.
Yeah. Sometimes working for a little less is worth more than trying to do it yourself and not getting any work. So you just have to decide where you are in your life and what your financial goals are and see if that is where you are. Otherwise, you can check out our other side hustle episode and check out those side hustles that might take a little more time.
Yeah. That's where you learn that podcasting makes on average $3 an hour.
Yes. If you heard us say that joke before, that is the episode it is from. We make $1.50 each.
Right. Because then you got to split it.
Right. Because that's the downside of having a co-host. Yes. You split everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you have more friends, so.
You do. You have more fun.
Speaking of fun, we are reading Jen's book this month for our book club. So her book is called Pay Off Your Debt for Good. Such a good, compelling, intriguing title.
Yes. And if you want a free copy of my latest book, leave us a review on iTunes or Stitcher, screenshot the review, and send it to frugalfriendspodcast@gmail.com. And we will select the winners at the end of the month. We will give away one for every 5 reviews. And if you want, I'll sign it for you.
Whoa.
I'll ask you, like, do you want me to sign it? Any special note? I'll do that.
Special note from the author.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you might even want to consider giving more free books, Jen. You heard what Dave Ramsey said about giving out his free books and see where it got him. So
he sells 10,000 books for every one book he gives away for free. That is his estimate.
Yeah. So
I'll give away books. There you go. Come to me.
If you want a chance to get that book and you've submitted, but you want to do this thing, but you just don't know how to write that review, here's an example. This one comes from Laura Ann. Says, great podcast for personal finance. 5 stars. I discovered this podcast a few months ago when I was starting to explore personal finance, and it's one of those podcasts that has changed my life. As someone who's just starting out learning about personal finance and frugality, I appreciate that it's not too over my head like some I've tried listening to. Yet these girls have so many resources that listening has led me to doing a deep dive of learning more about frugality, budgeting, and even investing. Yes, get it. Thanks, Jen and Jill. My only complaint is that I wish there were more episodes. I'm almost finished listening to all the old episodes and I don't want to be caught up. Keep them coming.
We are going to keep them coming for you.
Yes,
for
Laura Ann. Oh. So glad that it's life-changing for you.
We are going to do this the rest of our lives.
Just for Laura Ann.
And for all the other people that are in need of personal finance, because we know all of the personal finance podcasters out there.
Yeah, we do know them.
Yeah, there are a lot of upper level concepts flying around, and we are not for the upper level concept people.
And more like newscasty vibe. So
that's not us.
That's not us. If you want that, it exists. But
you will
we bring a different style.
So this is a great helpful review, and that people that want that, you know, 102, 103 level stuff aren't going to listen to the show and get disappointed, because they know it's for people like Laura Ann. So we are appreciative of that helpful review, and we hope you will also leave us a helpful review because it helps us too. Until next week, when we bring you another new episode, stay frugal.
Stay frugal.
One and all.
See you on the flippity flip.
Frugal Friends is produced, edited, and mixed by Eric Sirianni.
See you on the flip-flop. See you on the flippity-flop. Flippity-flip.
Flop.
I miss my flip-flops. It's cold over here, up here.
I can't relate.
I know you can't.
Oh,
what's
my gosh.
Temp? What's the temp?
So the temperature right now at 5 p.m. as we are recording this, I'm looking at my calendar. That will not tell me the temperature.
Is it getting dark there?
Yes. It's 83 degrees.
Ha!
Yeah. I ran a 10K yesterday morning.
And you did?
Yes. It was in the 60s, 70s. It was glorious. Like, I wanted to sing. It was so nice. And
you wanted to sing while you were running?
Oh, God. Not while I was running. No.
No.
Besides the 6 mile run, it was a great morning.
A 6 mile run. Didn't you like just give birth 2 weeks ago?
It's my first race in almost 2 years because I didn't run any while I was pregnant or since I've had Kai. So it felt good to get back out there. I love the race atmosphere. It is one of those things I will unashamedly spend obscene amounts of money on. Because running races are so fun to me.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Good for you, sure. Jen. I'm so impressed by you. Just create a baby with your body and then go run 6 miles.
It took me a little time, and I didn't do it fast. I run like a 12-minute pace.
Good.
So I'm not a runner.
But for every mile? That's mm-hmm. like your pace?
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm proud of
it. I'm not a runner, so I guess it doesn't mean much coming from me, but I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's not slow, but it's like an easy pace.
It's probably average, but still, you're maintaining that for 6 miles.
So,
that's
yeah.
probably what I. That's probably what my like 1 mile time would be.
I'm 6 minutes over my PR for a 10K, and that sounded really good to me. And then Travis is like, that's a minute every mile. And I was like, shut up. Shut up.
Yeah.
I was like,
who needs you?
Yeah.
Did your body create a human?
Yeah.
No.
But whenever we run with Kai, he always pushes the jogging stroller. So I can't be mad at him.
As he should.
Mm-hmm.
His body didn't create
him. Right. I carried him in my body and he was cut out of me. You get to push him in the jogging stroller.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's our agreement.
Yeah. Did Travis watch as Kai was like cut out of your belly?
No.
Okay,
no.
I wasn't sure what kind he was.
No. Hard pass. He was on my head side of the tarp. Tarp?
Yeah.
It's not a tarp. They just threw a tarp down.
I guess
down
depending
and, like,
on where
put some
it
scissors
happened.
In and yeah. It was a very sterile
we were
operating
in my
room.
Garage. And
the thing about when you do a scheduled C-section is that it's a very chill experience walking in there. Like I walked onto my own operating table.
Oh, weird.
Everybody was very chill. Nobody was rushed. It was such a bizarre experience because you see hospitals and these like emergency C-sections and they're like, everybody's like, there's blood and there's chaos. And this was the most chill hospital experience I've ever experienced.
Jeez. I was with my friend Emerald who went into emergency C-section while I was with her. And so I was her person in the room with her. And I was on, you know, the other side of the tarp, as you so lovingly call it. And without even having time to think, like, as they were pulling the little baby out, little Ava Beth out of her belly, they, like, the one anesthetist, is that what they would call it? Like, the anesthesiologist?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
They were like, oh, like, look over. And, like, the surgeons were like, oh, look, like, you know, something's happening. And I, without even thinking, I just like hop up and look over. And I'm like, I probably should have thought through, like, is this something I want to see? Or like, they should have thought through that, right? Like, I don't know, maybe they just looked at me and saw like, oh yeah, she's legit. She could handle this. You know, she's just a straight dime piece, obviously.
How many of her organs did you see?
I don't really remember. It's like, it's one of those things that's like a little bit of a blur where like I didn't have time to think. And then I just look over and just like a ton of red, just lots of red. Mm-hmm. I remember that. And then this tiniest, little, sweetest baby coming out of the like perfect little head. She was 25 weeks, so she was only like 1 pound, 9 ounces. Gosh. But like she looked like the most beautiful. And I do not say that about newborns, but at that stage, she had hair. She looked lovely.
She was just ready. She was ready to
she
be in the world.
She was ready. Yeah. She had like a Halle Berry, you know, when Halle Berry, like that short, very short hairstyle. Yeah.
Think about the heartburn she would have had if she kept that child full term.
Because of growing the hair. Mm-hmm. Does that cause heartburn?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Kai, yeah, everybody was like,
oh my word, you got to like witness the miracle. I was like, I mean, that baby's amazing, but nothing about that scene was like,
it is like, a bizarre
experience.
Oh my
word, this is so beautiful. It was just like, oh, what just happened?
Yeah, no, it is one of the most bizarre experiences of my life. And I will openly talk about it with whoever asks. if you are going in for a C-section, hit me up on Instagram at Modern Frugality and we can talk about it because I got
DM
stories.
DM about it, please.
DM me.
The rest of the world doesn't need to know they don't need to know. Mm-mm.
So.
Oh, geez. Walk into that OR table. Woo.
Chill.
You're the straight dime piece.
Bless you. Thank you.